From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To hear from callers all over the world. I'd love to hear from folks that lived in South Africa under Mandela to give us your take, whether you loved him or hated him. We had some mixed calls on the Friday show, folks that didn't like Mandela but also didn't like apartheid. And that's really what it is, trade one evil out for another. We're going to be talking about that. Your take on this mainlining of, okay, we are going to take your guns and we're going to have a war with you. And you're the enemy. You, the American people that believe in American ideals. I mean, these are obviously the enemy. And they're obviously trying to elicit some type of war, which we don't want to happen. We're beginning to win the intellectual battle. 6% approval of Congress. We've got to reach out to other people every day to wake them up. I'd love to hear from folks on any issue you want to raise. Just please have a good telephone. And we don't screen your calls, but that still doesn't mean that my crew, I've instructed, if the phone sounds bad, we're not going to put you on air. Okay, I'm really trying to double down on that. This phone quality just degrades, as everybody knows, worse and worse. Landline and cell phone. The quality just goes down in this modern age. 877-789-ALEX. I'd love to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX. That is the number to join us. And you dial your country code in that number if you're living overseas. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I haven't gotten into the NSA news yet, and I've just got to do it. But I promise the last three big segments will take nothing but calls. But when we come back, because this is a short segment, I'm going to get into the NSA news, tie it in with the police state news, and then some really big Fukushima news. And then we'll go to your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. But again, the number to join us is 877-789-2539. I say that over and over again when I want foreign callers, because I know you may have never called, need to write that number. Write that number down, but it is first-time callers. I do first-time callers about half the time because people never have a chance to get in. But I promise this week, on the weekday show, we'll have some days where we have free-for-all, as it's called. Now, I've gotten into some of the news so far, but, man, I went into a controlled rage earlier just looking at this Colonel Robert Bateman. I mean, just what a piece of garbage, man. Go to another country. Just openly laughing, openly prodding, openly nudging, openly saying we're going to get your guns. You don't deserve them. You don't deserve guns for self-defense. I mean, it's just purely, and look at him. He's got all these little low-level groups he's in, you know, all these stupid medals on him about how great he is and how he's a member of the, I mean, you know this guy would have been a redcoat in the Revolutionary War. At least that's my opinion in view of somebody like that. And they need to be countered. But I wouldn't even counter arguing with him. I would use this snake's admissions and other snakes' admissions of their absolute war on the American way of life and basic liberty as a way to warn others. I would go to city councils everywhere that are televised, and I would read the different generals and colonels saying they're going to take our guns, and then the other generals, like the former head of special forces, General Boykin, saying there is a plan to confiscate our guns. Show real patriots who've been and seen more combat than you can imagine versus this supply clerk. It's always supply clerks who literally sit around dreaming of their takeover and reportedly threatening bloggers going, I'm sorry for what's going to have to happen to you now for disagreeing with me. And, oh, I know there's a, you know, conflict coming. And we hope to not have to kill you. Hopefully we'll take your guns when you die of natural causes. Just total creepville. And you just look at the smile of cozying up to the power structure. I mean, this is just, and don't worry. Listen, if you say you're going to kill all the white people, you get the head Homeland Security job buying the machine gun bullets, like that black racist Black Panther leader. And if you're a colonel and say you want war with the Tea Party, like his other compatriots at West Point, well, I mean, they have the professor at A&M that teaches the military saying there's no Bill of Rights, we're getting rid of all of it. She just says it's outdated, we're getting rid of it. I mean, these people are coming, they're on a power trip, and they want war with us, ladies and gentlemen. I say we give them InfoWar up front.
A little over a year.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. No matter where you're listening in the world, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we are live on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. What does the Star-Spangled Banner stand for? What does the American flag symbolize? Private property rights, the family, gun ownership, the right to self-defense, states' rights, having a government and a system that serves the people, not special interest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Let me now finish up with the police state news that I was getting into. So, all over the country, they're using gun purchase list that federal law bars them using to have the police departments under federal control send threatening, unconstitutional extortion letters saying, turn in your guns, even if the gun can accept a magazine that could carry more than 10 rounds. That's their interpretation of the widely written law. In the case of New York State, it's 5 rounds. And they're saying, we're going to SWAT team you, we're going to arrest you. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a TV viewer at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the actual letter from the police departments that's going out. And under federal grants, they're doing this. And the Army War College, West Point, Texas A&M, just go to InfoWars.com. We have links to it. Are all promoting now there is no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no First Amendment, no Second Amendment, nothing. Nothing. And they're just mainlining the whole deal. And then here's the London Guardian. Bill Bratton seeks good community relations to make stop and frisk work. Over 1 million people a year are stopped without warrants and searched. I've been searched in New York without warrants or without even probable cause or reasonable concerns. Not like, you know, you're acting suspicious and got a bulge or something. And they are saying that Bill Bratton's record in Los Angeles, if any guide to New York, will see little dramatic reduction in the police tactic of stop and frisk, but improved targeting and community relations will soothe resentment. That's right. He will use lubrication. You know, I heard if you put lubrication on the edge of a guillotine, imagine you could just get KY jelly and put along the blade. They should have done this in the French Revolution. Along that blade, actually, they did lubricate the blade when they would get dull to chop necks off better. But the point is, if you just lube the blade up, then you could put your baby in there and let the government chop it in half. And then it would make it okay as long as you made it, you know, not as painful. Like a lethal injection. So kill the Constitution softly. A soft kill, kind of like the fluoride and the GMOs are called soft kill. Oh, it's not a Brad Pitt movie that coined the term killing you softly. I know it's a good movie, though. Even though, of course, it attacks Jefferson at the end is pure BS, but it doesn't even matter, ladies and gentlemen. doesn't even matter. You think laying down, new listeners, is the way to be transported to Valhalla, to be transported to heaven? Well, you're going to find out. Let's shift gears now to the police state stack, or from the police state stack to the NSA stack. This is just what came out today. It's up on Infowars.com. Here is The Hill again. Patriot Act author, Obama's intel czar, should be prosecuted. Representative James Sensenbrenner, the original author of the Patriot Act, says Director of National Intelligence James Clapper should be prosecuted. Lying to Congress is a federal offense. He did it under oath, and he should be fired or prosecuted for it. That's because he said we're not listening to anything. That's real fact. That's a good one. And his real crime is he didn't butcher freedom up front like Sensenbrenner. You're supposed to do it like it's okay and act like it. You're not supposed to just say, oh, no, we don't listen to anything, I promise. Because then that makes all the liars look bad. His crime is not lying good to the scum sheeple, in their view. But and remember, a federal judge said about a month and a half ago, he said, if people knew what they were doing, it would, quote, bring the government down. And what is it they're doing? We know. It's in these different acts they had in the 80s and the 90s, the Telecommunications Act and others. It's all there what they built. Because the telecoms are part of the same New World Order. They helped write it. They wanted to build it. It's a whole second internet that runs right along the other telecommunications hub that's paid for. And then they can also use that for their private communications. That's another I know Dinosaur Media listens to the show. So here's the big report for you. They built internet, too, starting in the mid-90s. They already had it before that, but they really beefed it up with hundreds of billions of dollars in the aggregate since then. Hundreds of billions in the last 20 years or so, really since the early 90s, to build a secondary internet that they run everything else over and steal your data through, but then they use for their own communications. So when they kill the old web, they're going to force you purely over to the new taxed and controlled one. And by the way, that's all official from Internet 2 consortium meetings in Tokyo, New York, Chicago, other areas. You might actually want to do some research, mainstream dinosaur media, or you could just be experts on football and act tough and be bankrupt failures as you are. Okay, let's continue on with the next story here. Oh, ex-official says FBI can secretly activate an individual's webcam without the indicator light turning on. That's out of the Washington Post. The Washington Post is saying that humans ride horses, or the light bulb was just invented, or the sun comes up. They've always used the cameras and microphones. I broke this in 1997. So there it is out of the Washington Post. Okay, but still I'm a kook for telling. Remember, it's real funny. People come over to my house and go, why is there tape over your camera 15 years ago? I go, oh, well, they use that to watch people. And it's still funny that I'm right. I don't get a pat on the back for being right. I'm an idiot. Hey, everybody laugh at me. It make you feel good, huh? And there's cancer viruses in your vaccines, and it's meant to give you the flu. On record, and there's poison in the water, on record, but it's all funny. Doesn't matter if I have all the textbooks written by the White House science czar and others. Doesn't matter. I'm bad because I'm informed. See, it's cool to laugh at me. So come on, let's all laugh. Hey, in fact, have a laugh on me. Let me give you another one. Law enforcement using methods from NSA playbook. That's because if USA Today would have read the InfoWars articles, which we wrote 3 weeks ago breaking this from our insiders, they would have known it was Homeland Security grants that put these in. Wireless second sets of hubs grabbing all cell phone data, violating law, they don't care, doing it to track everything you do and listen to you in live time. Because law enforcement is not federal. It's international, run by the narcotics, child trafficking, sex ring, New World Order globalist who really wanted to give you free health care because they care about you. That's why every country they fully get control of, they run giant slave camps doing everything you can imagine from brick making to textiles, but suicide nets in China, but they're going to take good care of you. Oh, man, are they? Don't you worry. And cops, don't worry, you're going to have your whole future destroyed too. So just keep working for the system. Law enforcement using methods from NSA playbook, and then it gets into the towers everywhere, grabbing everyone's data. Go read the article. Oh, here's another one. Oh, the transatlantic cable is tapped, and Wired Magazine says they don't know who it is on a second set of internet cable. Oh, and all the telecoms, it's built right next to it, sometimes bigger than the regular stuff. Taxpayer paid for. It's all sent to Kansas City, Denver, Dallas, New York, D.C., Chicago, and then, of course, all sent to the NSA bases. It's sent to San Antonio. Oh, but they don't know where it's what's happening. Someone's been siphoning data from a huge security hole in the Internet. The Internet is a giant security hole built by DARPA. Oh, but again, I'm informed and know a name. Oh, it ought to be illegal. I'm informed. Just laugh at me. That'll make you smart and cool. Oh, here's another one. They're now going to record brain activity and use it against you. Oh, IRS using Google Maps to spy on taxpayers to see what you've really done without a warrant. Big deal. So what? It's good to be spied on. Starting today, your iPhone can pester you by whatever you're sending, standing next to. It tracks geographically everything you're doing, AP reports, sending it back to Homeland Security, but it's going to added send you data on whatever you're next to until you go to the Chinese food restaurant you're next to or go to the brothel you're next to, whatever. And, of course, it's all spying on you. That's out of the Associated Press. Oh, and here's another one. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. Everything's all right, folks. The government is run by good people. They want to help you. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to your phone calls here in just a moment. I wanted to first off throw out a few important points here before I hit one more news story. This broadcast is listener supported. I have a few sponsors online at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but our standards are so high I turn away over 90% of inquiries, literally, on record. And so I sell my own products. I sell things that I've researched that I personally use. The ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel tabletop filters are the best. They annihilate all the competition. I didn't sell filters for a year because I couldn't find something high enough quality. They cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it. We have them available at InfoWarsStore.com until Wednesday. I'm extending until Wednesday, and then that's it. Because the factory's almost sold out. They won't have more until January. On their entire line of gravity-fed stainless steel tabletop systems and their pitcher systems, you name it, 20% off promo code WATER20 at checkout. That's 20% off already the lowest price I'm allowed to offer. I've twisted their arm into doing this, and they said, look, you got to stop this because it's hurting all the other distributors. So this deal is going to end in like 3 days. That's it. ProPure, InfoWarsStore.com, or 24 hours a day. You can call toll-free to ask any questions. And order via phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And Wednesday at, say, 3 o'clock, we'll stop having the 20% off. It'll be 10% off promo code WATER. It's 20% with promo code WATER20. Now, lastly, look at this right here. This is from Zero Hedge with links to NHK. That's English-speaking National Japanese Television. You ever been in a hotel room? In like L.A. or something, you'll see national Japanese TV, but it's in English. You can watch the video on InfoWars.com. Highest level ever recorded, highest radiation level ever recorded, lethal in 20 minutes, record outside Fukushima reactor. They have been melting down for 2+ years. It is leaking. It's now bogging down into a swamp because they've got to keep dumping water on it. 5 of the 6 reactors blew up. It's all coming towards the United States. And here's the Fox News article. Radioactive Japanese wave nears U.S. set to hit early 2014. It's taken it 2.5 years to get across the ocean. Just absolutely all that radiated debris, it's coming. Now, how did I come out with InfoWarsLife.com and the purest form of nascent iodine out there? I did research for my family. We actually looked at leaving the United States because the Southern Hemisphere has lower radiation levels. This is so bad. And the doctors all talked to said, take real iodine. It'll protect you. I want to show viewers, if you're watching on TV something, anybody else can get their salt out of the cupboard. Look at this. This is McCormick sea salt right here. Sea salt grinder. This salt does not supply iodine necessary nutrient. The FDA wants them to say that. The weird thing is the FDA basically made folks put this in there until the 60s. Then they took it out, but they still make them say it doesn't have it. Very bizarre. The point is that 15% IQ increases in the areas deficient in iodine when they made them put it in there in the 20s. You can look that up. Just type in 15% IQ increase iodine. You'll get mainstream news. So this is the good halogen. This is what I've researched. This is what fills the glands so the radioactive isotopes can't. I have been taking this for about 4 months now. I've been selling it for 2 months. There's all these other nascent iodines. Ours, undoubtedly, you taste it. It's the best. It's in the true nascent form in a glycerin base. And it supports the broadcast. It's unbelievable. It's double the strength at half the price. InfoWarsLife.com. That's how we fund our operation. We have our new line of super high quality Arabica, high mountain coffee. right on the Guatemalan border from southern Mexico. The best coffee, I believe. It's my favorite coffee. So I went out and found the actual producers, the actual farmers, and have it now. We have the immune support as well. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. But with all of this stuff happening, now is the time to protect your thyroid. And we also have two new products. We have the Super Male Vitality, talking to Dr. Group, and I took his proprietary form of this several months before, just with six natural herbs and minerals and just amazing things. It's actually more than six. The point is, this stuff's the real deal for male enhancement at about half the price, leading competitors. Try it. Believe me, you won't be disappointed. Folks know that. Only bring in the best products. My name's on this. InfoWarsLife.com, Super Male Vitality. It's about to sell out. We won't have more for 6 weeks. That's how hard it is to get the ingredients that are in this. And then lastly, Fluoride Shield dietary supplement. It's got the six ingredients, including the nation iodine, organic tamarind, zeolites, organic fulvic acid, the shilaji, and organic cilantro, all to supercharge and pull the toxic fluoride out of your body. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm done plugging. I promise nothing but your calls now. But there are the products, InfoWarsLife.com. They make great Christmas presents as well. Let's go ahead. We got Timothy, Mark, Jesse, Tim, Chris, Jesse, Scott, Chuck, Kevin, Kenny. I will get to all of you. We have to go into overdrive like last week. Timothy in Virginia, what do you think of all the wild news we covered? West Point being taught the Army's job is to take the Tea Party's guns. Obama becoming a dictator. No one seeming to even talk about it in the media. What did you call in about, brother?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. Main thing I'm calling about, in your opinion, what can we do to help shut down the Federal Reserve? I mean, that seems to be the only solution we have to end all this madness.
That's right. The Federal Reserve was set up 100 years ago, December 23rd. It'll be its 100th anniversary. It is owned by six mainly foreign banks, Rothschild and British Royalty Banks, on record. And they are the ones that have slowly destroyed our way of life, and they are the top of the pyramid. That doesn't mean all the Federal Reserve members are bad. The Dallas Fed chief talks like me. Just, I mean, he's not suicidal for America. So the whole Federal Reserve's not even bad, but the main shareholders, they're the ones that are bad. The so-called quasi-governmental bureaucracy, any system can have quasi-good people in it. They've had the Kansas City Fed head and the Dallas Fed head come out and say, apologize and say, I joined the Federal Reserve to help America. It's being used to transfer our wealth, impoverish us, and devalue the dollar. If Fed chiefs over two of the 12 regional banks go public, you know it's bad. And some say, well, they're rats leaving a sinking ship. They don't want the blame for this. Fine. Look, it's never too late to admit you were wrong. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think that people just seem to come out, like the guy you just talked about in Texas, who's part of that Federal Reserve there, just, to help end it. They seem to speak up a little bit. I know that seems to be the only way to solve the problem.
Well, there's also great ignorance. My great uncle, my grandmother, who's still alive, her brother, World War II combat vet, great guy, Uncle Billy Pope, up in Dallas, he worked at the Fed. In fact, it was mid-level there. But the Fed also deals with the raw cash. He was over all that. And he sort of listened to my show. He died a few years ago. He didn't believe it, went and looked into it, met with me and said, of course, he was retired then, and said, I can't believe this is all really real. I'm going to give it to the other employees. So it's a process. And I'm not saying Billy Pope woke up the head of the Fed there. My point is, millions of us doing that did that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And another thing, I watched that Aaron Russo, his documentary there on income tax, and I mentioned a lot about the Fed and all that sort of stuff. And so I just think, why even pay a tax anymore if they're just taking it just to support the Fed?
Ronald Reagan's own congressional commission in 81 found 100% of income tax goes to pay debt. It's designed to bankrupt us. The Feds have like 10 constitutional taxes. The income tax is not one of them. Great points, brother. All right, your calls are coming up after the news. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Up on InfoWars.com, that article just went live. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. Obama being investigated for attempts to become a dictator by Congress. Top link, I just told Kit to red link it at the top of InfoWars.com with all the congressional hearings, the links, the history of it. We're going to force this story out to where there can be a real debate about it. Because historically, if you let a president or a prime minister or a leader become dictatorial and get away with it, then things get really, really bad. And that's an understatement, obviously. Let's talk to Mark in Connecticut. Mark, thank you so much for calling in and holding today. Good to talk to you up there in Skull and Bones country.
Me too, brother. How you doing?
Good, my friend. What'd you call in about today?
Well, I'm calling in because I'm from the unconstitutional state, and I'm a little bit worried because we got 22 days to register our firearms out here in our magazines.
That's right, and once you register, New York State did it 5 years ago. Now they're confiscating, and once you register, then they confiscate. But they tell you, we're not going to confiscate, just register them, even though those very people admit they want to confiscate them, yeah. So what are you planning to do? You planning to register them?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I'm kind of up on the fence. I don't really want to, but I know a lot of people in the state seem to be doing that.
I know it's hard to leave a place you've always lived, and Connecticut's a beautiful state. Why don't you come to Texas or another state? They're trying to bring in illegals to outvote us and take our guns here. We need patriots, no matter what color you are or where you're from. In fact, if you're from Mexico and love the Second Amendment, please come. We need people that love freedom to come here and make a stand with us here in Texas. So I tell you, leave that place. Let it collapse like California.
I hear you, Alex. I wish I could. My wife's got relatives in Austin.
Well, Austin is their beach yet. That's why I'm here to fight them. But, yeah, just come on down here. Come on down. Let them all – listen, they're like vampires. When you stay there, they get to feed on you. But, yeah, they swore that once they register them in Connecticut, they're going to ban everything. So, man, I tell you, they're making their move. They're not playing games. What do you think of all these Army colonels coming out at West Point teaching the young men that their job will be to fight Americans? I mean, that's treason.
You're absolutely right. It is treason. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, people only care about football, so why not? I mean, while you're busy watching football, they're stealing your rights. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. They mean business. That's what's frustrating is in all their policy papers, they say, I mean, they publish them in Esquire. We're going to register and we're going to confiscate them all. And if they don't, we're going to kill them. And then you're like, hey, they want to take our guns. No, we don't. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. The public goes, he's a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I mean, it's just so disgusting. It's so sad. Wow. Thank you so much again, Mark, for calling from Connecticut. Jesse in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Hey, I was just calling. I'm actually from Fredericksburg and been listening to you since the old Austin Access days. But I was just wondering, what do you think would happen if Obama actually did abolish elections in 2016?
Congress is having hearings about that. If we don't beforehand, see, they start becoming dictatorial on little issues, then bigger, now giant ones. I mean, now they're having hearings. Everybody's scared going, what do we do? He's planning to just do everything and take the guns by order. There'll be a civil war. The only reason the crooks in Congress are scared is they now realize they're going to be obsolete. The only reason CNN and MSNBC are admitting Obama, quote, has Soviet policies, that was a headline last week, is because they now don't even have press conferences. They have a press release. They all realize they're obsolete now. They helped sell us out, and now they realize they're obsolete. Exactly. Everybody else sold out everywhere else. I mean, there are countries in Latin America that have more resources than the U.S., but are hellholes because everybody sold out. Because there's no real men that would stand up for liberty early on. And they let tyranny take over. So then it doesn't matter how manly you are, you can't get out of it because the culture is irrevocably screwed. And so I don't know what to say, brother. What do you think will happen if he announces he's a dictator? Yeah, there's the Telegraph. Media attacks Obama's Soviet-style public policy. And MSNBC says he's the worst of the press in history. Yeah, no kidding, dummies. Go ahead. Sorry.
I would think that Texas would be definitely here in Texas. We wouldn't put up with it, and we probably would become our own nation again.
They're That's why the Democrats brag in hidden camera video by the Veritas Project that they're going to engorge Texas with 20 million illegals alone, and they're going to vote to take everything we got. They're told, you will be given welfare if you vote to take the guns. And they say, yes, I will.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the Democrats
crazy.
Brag. Game over, folks. Game over. They're taking our guns. We're their property. They are authoritarian, literal scum, and their followers are the biggest bunch of morons I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not romanticizing the Republicans. Their leadership's in bed with this, too. This is the takedown of America. The idiot Obama supporters who've had their taxes increased, their payroll taxed, who've had their premiums increased, they really think, make him a dictator, he'll fix it. They wrote the bill, dummies. It's working just fine. God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, brother.
I've been listening to you for a couple of years. You woke me up, and I've been doing my best to wake my friends up, and I'm a first-time caller.
Well, good to have you on board, brother. What is on your mind?
Well, Alex, I learn a lot just from different jobs that I work, and for instance, today I was working at a college bookstore, and three of the titles, which I think you might find interesting, were Data Mining, a macroeconomics textbook by Paul Krugman, and a book, I forgot the third book.
No, listen. Almost all the scholarships are in data mining, surveillance, control, crowd control. The only way to get a scholarship now is to join the New World Order. They take our money and give it back to create a whole generation of jobs where that's all they know. Do you see what genius plan that is for social engineering?
Yeah, and these kids pay so much money for these educations where
let me guess. They pay $200 for Paul Krugman's data mining. That's his payoff, is they make these poor victims buy this New York Times writer's BS when his economics are manifest fraud on record.
Basically, I mean, it's Keynesian, and it's proven time and time again.
But it's not even Keynesian. It's beyond that. It's just like Soviet Keynesian.
Yeah, and another job I work, I teach violin, and I get to work with kids, and I work with kids and adults. And some of the kids that I work with, their parents tell me, you know, that their schools are telling them that their kid has ADD and stuff like that. And I work with the kid, and, you know, they're highly energetic people, and, you know.
Sure, the New Freedom Initiative was written by Big Pharma 7 years ago on record to put 50% on drugs. They have goals where they don't get federal funds if half the kids. The old goal was 20%. They crossed that this year. Now they're going 50% on drugs, then 75%, and then wait for it. The official goal is 100% drug. It's now 70%. It was 66. 70% of foster kids are now on psychotropics. When you're in their hands, you know what they're going to. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Make your point.
Yeah, I try to plead with them. I say, look, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything like that. I can't give you medical advice, but your kid is 7 years old, and they're really smart, and they have lots of energy. Don't put them on these drugs. And really quick, I'll plug for you. My wife and I bought your ProPure, and we tried the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We actually got that twice, and we got one of your One World Ways, and we have liked all of your products. Alex, thanks for being here.
I only promote good stuff, brother. God bless. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encourage salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Billy Idol and his composers, he composed this. And Billy Idol, by the way, is a listener. I've confirmed that. He didn't want to come on the show, though. Did you know Billy Idol didn't build that music? Billy Idol did not make this. Mike Judge didn't make Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill. He's a listener, too. Great patriot. None of these people did any of it. Government did it. Obama said so. And, you know, we could sit here and make jokes about this. There's a red link on Infowars.com right now. But the headline, Congress investigates Obama's attempt to become dictator. And when I was watching Congress the last few weeks having hearings on this and no one was covering it, it was freaking me out even more because it's verifying everything we've said. But it's like being reported like somebody lets you-know-what out in church. Everybody acts like it didn't happen. So it's like, let's just not admit this is going on. And that's how you get an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin. I mean, we are really following the path of destruction here. And I just want to stop it. Not because I'm even a good guy. I'm not some hero. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to see America destroyed. I don't want to see the free market destroyed, the greatest invention ever. You know, I kind of like freedom. I'm informed. And what does mainstream media do? They call me a conspiracy theorist, but then admit everything I've said is true, but act like it's no big deal. Don't you people get it? You can't sell everyone out around you and get out of it yourself. You got to stand for something. MSNBC, CNN, all of you fools. Look at CNN collapsing, go into an entertainment channel now with the ratings of the TV Guide channel. I told you years ago that was coming. That's the plan, morons. They'll now have the White House produce its own propaganda. That's now happening. I said I'd go to your calls. We got like 10 more of them. Jesse, Scott, Chuck, Kevin, Kenny, Tim, others. I'm going to you. 1 minute apiece. Jesse in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. First-time caller. I was calling about your national movement to boycott the NFL, and there is a petition on change.org I think you'd find very interesting. It's titled, Congress Revoke the Tax-Exempt Status of the National Football.
Absolutely. You've got some NFL owners that make $100 million a year or more, and they're tax-exempt. Again, the rich guys are all tax-exempt. The average person isn't. And the same rich guys lobby to take our guns, to have Obamacare on the NFL. So the NFL, as far as I'm concerned, is the most un-American organization out there. They took Hank Williams Jr. off Monday Night Football and have Obama in his place. I mean, why not put Kim Jong-un in there? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the goal is 500,000 signatures. It's at 304,851. And there's one more petition on change.org I'd like to get to, and it's about Bradley Manning. It's titled Leon Panetta Grant UN, a hard word to pronounce, rapporteur on torture Juan Mendez access to Bradley Manning. That one's goal is 25,000. It's at 21,000.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we need to get Chelsea Manning out of prison. I'm serious. I think, who cares if she thinks she's a man or a woman? I think that that person, that human being, is a hero. And had incredible courage. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go now to Kenny in Florida. You're on the air, Kenny.
Listeners, oh, wait. I appreciate you, buddy.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thanks for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a disabled veteran, and I sent you a letter about 10 days ago from the VA saying that they were going to send my medical records to over 20 different organizations, whether I liked it or not.
Did you email it or snail mail it?
I mailed it to you.
All right, we'll try to dig through it and find it. We get about 3,000 pieces of mail a week, but we'll look at it. But I saw this. They're going to share it with all these other agencies. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wonder, what's it going to take for us as men to stand up and say enough is enough? What kind of false flag do they have, you know, worked up to take our attention off what's going on? I just, you know, when's enough going to be enough, brother?
Well, here's the deal. Under federal law, they're not supposed to share your medical records. They just do it. The police aren't supposed to run illegal checkpoints. They just do it because they're paid to do it. Everything is about getting government to do things that are wrong. It's a revolution against America, a revolution against due process, a revolution against law. Obama becoming a dictator. It's like not even in the news. So I hear you. They are, listen, veterans everywhere. I know veterans. I know an NFL player. And I know a famous UT football player who both personally, in person, told me they have no criminal records. And when they both went, this is really weird because I've ran into them separately over the last 2 years. When they went to buy their grandson's rifles, they hadn't bought guns in a long time. You know, you buy guns, you got plenty of guns, that's it. They were told, sorry, something in your medical record. They never even had PTSD. Both these guys are Vietnam veterans. I mean, and I don't know why one guy's a retired NFL, the other guy was a UT guy. But, I mean, they are persecuting veterans unbelievably right now. And, again, it's not in the news, so it's like no big deal. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Listen, all these West Point training drills, all these Texas A&M training drills, folks, if they can get away at Texas A&M with teaching there's no Bill of Rights and no Second Amendment and it's going to be repealed, they can do anything. That's what they do. They just put all the professors in to say we're going to kill gun owners. Esquire actually says, you don't turn them in, we're going to cold dead hand you. Okay, you want to die, we're coming. I mean, it's like, I can't even believe they're publishing it. And it tells me they're getting ready to, like you just said, as a military man, you get it. What are they going to pull? They're going to pull out a big terror attack. They're going to blame it on us, folks. There it is. Texas A&M law professor. Constitution is obsolete. Second Amendment must be repealed. There's the article. Man, it blows me away. Look, when stuff's even crazier than I thought it would be, you know you're in trouble. That's the thing. I know why the public denies this stuff, because I can't believe it. But it's all happening, just like it did everywhere else. And if we don't recognize it and get really aggressive, peacefully is the key, but aggressively. Because you can't just sit around getting your guns ready, folks. I mean, you've got to get offensively in the info war. So even if it goes physical, we've got our info out there ahead of the game, okay? And listen, they start it and start trying to round folks up. Believe me, folks, I'm not a pushover, but I'm only one man physically. In an info war, I'm more effective. But I'm not going to a FEMA camp. I'm not even afraid. I'm actually just sad for the morons that are going to come up against me. Real sad for them. But I'll do what I got to do, won't you? Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. And somehow I was able to put down my NFL remote and, you know, wrestle myself away from the gladiatorial games to talk with you today. Somehow. Just real quick, in 2008, I saw a bumper sticker said InfoWars. I loved the term. It intrigued me. And that's what turned me on to you. And I just want to tell everybody out there, those bumper stickers really work. And I've worn the shirt around, and people ask me all the time about it. And in fact, I put it on my license plate. I've got InfoWars on my license plate. People will ask me about it. And that brightens my day because I know I'm talking to just one person. And I whip out my phone. I show them Bilderberg. I'll just Wikipedia it right on my phone. Hey, this is the real news. This is Bilderberg. This is this. And I'll show them. And when I can see them getting through to them, inevitably they'll ask, well, what can I do? Because I can see them getting overwhelmed. Well, what can I do about it? I tell them, just spread the word. Wake other people up. Educate yourself. That's what you can do. One other quick point. My son came home. I don't know if you've ever heard of this play called The Goat or Who is Sylvia. It is a play about bestiality. It was performed on Broadway in, I believe, 2008.
Yeah, aren't they trying to teach that in school?
Yeah. So,
well, how dare you be racist against goat sex? It's normal to have government teach goat sex in school.
You would have thought it. And you know, my son came and said, I didn't know about it. None of the parents knew about it. My son came and said, Dad, I want to talk to you. And, you know, we're doing this play, and I don't feel comfortable, and it's got the F word and all this other stuff in it, and there's incest, and I'm supposed to kiss a guy in the play, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought he was kidding. I thought he was kind of guy. I said,
you know, I don't remember the full story, but I remember seeing in the news like a year ago they're teaching bestiality. They're actually teaching it at Fort Hood, but also in public schools. Well, sir, why are you bigoted against goat sex? I mean, that shows you're close-minded.
Well, of course I am, and you would have thought I was because, you know, I called the school board immediately that weekend, and they were all aghast. They proclaimed, you know, every one of them was, are you kidding? And what I did is I read the lines from the play, which if anybody goes and looks up this play, you'll see how unbelievably dirty.
What's the name of it? I'll do a story on it. I remember hearing about it. I forgot the name.
It's unbelievable. It's called The Goat or Who is Sylvia?
It's called Obama's...
Yeah.
All right, brother. I'll look into it. Listen, God bless you. I'm going to do some Overdrive, which is internet only, at InfoWars.com on the audio and video streams at InfoWars.com/show to finish up these calls because I promise to go to Chris and Tim and Kevin and Chuck. But then that's it. Until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show. God bless you all, folks.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.